we partake of the Lord's Supper, Dylan is going to lead us in this song that I think we love to sing and we all know so well. And I want to talk about it a little bit as far as preparing our minds for the Lord's Supper. But to get into that, I want to first of all say something about our upcoming quarter. Today was the last Sunday of the fall quarter, and really want to say a thank you to all the teachers who worked hard to prepare lessons for all the Bible classes. We really do appreciate that. I know it's not easy, and we appreciate you taking the time, volunteering to do that for us. Thank you very much. Next Sunday morning, we begin a new quarter, and I wanted to say something about the auditorium Bible class. The topic we're going to be studying is, as you see right there, "There is a God, He is alive." That's the name of the song that you turn to, number 23. And we'll begin that next Sunday morning. It's kind of interesting. This coincides with the release of the movie, The Theory of Everything. Had anyone seen that this weekend? A group of us went to see it on Friday night. And it's the story of the life of Stephen Hawking. And it's really a fascinating story, the physical disabilities that he dealt with. What an amazing, intelligent, brilliant man that he was. A fascinating story. But, you know, he kind of represents, I believe, probably our culture's, you know, best representative of people who do not believe in God, who believe there is no God, that the Bible is not true. He's one of the main proponents of the Big Bang Theory as far as how this universe came into existence. And so it was really interesting. If you're going to be in this class, you know, I'd like to ask you to go see that movie, because I think it'll really put a lot of it into context as far as the things that we're talking about. But interesting movie. Now, this song, of course, is a song that we love to sing. It talks about, you know, some of these main themes. In fact, a lot of the points we're going to make in our Bible class come right out of the words of this song. But something very fascinating about this song is it was written by a man. His name is A.W. Dykus. John, did you know A.W. Dykus? Right. There's a building at Florida College. I guess it's still there. I don't know. But that's where I lived when I was there for a couple of years, the Dykus Building. And it was named after A.W. Dykus. Actually, I understand he's the man who built that building, as well as many of the buildings on the campus. And if you look at the song there in front of you, you'll see that he was the author of this song. A.W. Dykus is a scientist and a professor. He was head of the Department of Physics at Tennessee Polytech Institute. At one time, he was president of the Tennessee Academy of Science, a member of the Southern Association of Physicists. And after that, in the later years of his life, he became a part of the faculty at FC, back when it was Florida Christian College, and was also the dean of students. He invented the turn signal and the electric pencil sharpener. How about that? And it's interesting, if you look at the date on that song, if you look at it right now, look down, you'll see that this song was written in 1966. His song was called "There Is a God, He Is Alive." That's the same year that there was a Time magazine cover story, "Is God Dead?" And this idea that God is dead was very popular in the mid-60s. And I wonder if maybe he wrote this song kind of in response to that. "There is a God, He is alive," is the title of this great song. Now, this does have something to do with our Lord's Supper, which we'll get to in just a moment, as well as the class that we're going to begin next Sunday morning. But look at the words, if you would, to number 23, "Our God, He is alive." And think about this message and how it fits into our world today and the man who wrote it. It says, "There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight." You know, that's the issue. That's what faith is, believing in something you cannot see. A God concealed from human sight. One writer recently, you know, put it out there like this. He said, really what it's about is believing in an alternative reality that cannot be perceived by the senses. Now, when you put it like that, it sounds like, you know, are we crazy to believe something like that? But that's really what we believe. We believe in an alternate, there's another reality out there that cannot by any way be perceived and experienced by the senses. Faith. There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight. He tinted skies with heavenly hue and framed the worlds with his great might. The power of God to create this universe. There was a long, long time ago a God whose voice the prophets heard. He is the God that we should know who speaks from his inspired word. The Bible. Do we believe the Bible is the word of God? And that that's how God speaks to us today. In our class, we're going to talk about, is there a God? Number two, is the Bible the word of God? The third verse says, secure is life from mortal mind. God holds the germ within his hand. And I've sung this song all my life, and I always thought that verse was so strange, this germ. God has this germ on his hand. But what it's talking about is the germ of life, the principle that brings life into existence. And it's secure from mortal mind. No man can understand it. No man can do that. But this is something God has done and God alone can do. You know, in the movie, The Evolution of Everything, it's a fascinating movie, but really what it shows is Stephen Hawking doesn't know how this world came into existence. He has some brilliant theories that a lot of people, you know, they look up to him and they revere his every word, but he doesn't, and it comes out in the movie, he doesn't really know for sure how this world came into existence. But look at verse 4, and this kind of brings us to the Lord's Supper. You know, maybe the greatest thing, well, I would say certainly the greatest thing about God, our God, whose Son upon a tree, a life was willing there to give, that he from his sin might set man free, and so that we evermore could live with him. There is a God, he is alive, in him we live and we survive. From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I am. Turn over, if you would, to number 76. This is really a common theme in a lot of these songs. And this song is very, very similar to Our God, He is Alive. Notice the similarity. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars. I hear the rolling thunder. God's power throughout the universe displayed. And look at the third verse. And when I think that God, his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. You know, the Lord's Supper, it's more than just think about what Jesus did. Really what this is a memorial of is how the Creator of the universe allowed his Son to come and die so that we could be forgiven of our sins and spend eternity with him in heaven. And so it certainly is a great reason to be thankful. Let's bow our heads and give thanks for the bread. Our great God and Father in heaven, we humble ourselves before you. Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving for so many things, but especially at this moment, for the opportunity to be reminded of how Jesus came into this world, lived a perfect life, and died on the cross for our sins. Pray, Father, that you'd be with us all and help us as we partake this morning to do it in a way that will reconnect our heart to you in a stronger way. We'll be mindful of the life that you want us to live and strive to do better. And all this we pray for in Jesus' name. Amen.